Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit autotrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead, get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. AutoTrader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The following is a presentation of the Treasure Island Baseball Network.
It's the show that puts you in the dugout and ready to take the field with your Twins. It's the pregame lineup card with everything you need to know before the first pitch. The lineup card is brought to you by Target, proud partner of the Minnesota Twins.
Well, needing to snap a four-game losing streak and at least suspend the slide down in the postseason positioning, the Twins are sending the right man to the mound tonight in Pablo Lopez. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the pregame lineup card. I'm Mark Janowski. Pablo has won four straight decisions. He is 6-1 with a 2.16 ERA in the second half of the season, and five of those six wins have come following a Twins loss. He has to be the stopper again tonight. The Twins at 76-68, still holding on to the third and final wild card spot in the American League. But a trio of teams, the Mariners, Tigers, and Red Sox, are all just three back. The Twins do have the tiebreaker on Seattle and Detroit, with three games left against Boston at Fenway next weekend. Lopez, 14-8 on the year. One of the wins came on April 28th in Anaheim. He did not pitch great. Four runs on four hits in five innings, but he picked up the W. He is 2-1 lifetime against the Angels. The Twins are going to see Griffin Canning. The righty is 5-12 on the season. He did hold the Dodgers to one run on four hit in six innings last Wednesday. He has faced the Twins back in 2021, allowed four runs in two innings, and took the loss in that start. Earlier today at Target Field, Carlos Correa, Byron Buxton, Max Kepler, Manny Margot took some cuts against a couple of the minor league pitchers whose seasons have wrapped up, and the Twins have up here right now to help them out. Getting some of those guys back in soon would give a boost to a team that was still lacking something last night. Let's rewind to the series opener against LA. The first three hitters of the game reached against David Festa, highlighted by Nolan Schanuel's two-run single to left. The Angels doubled their lead with two outs in the third. Festa walked Schanuel, and then Brandon Drury clubbed the ninth pitch of his at-bat.
There goes Schanuel, and the pitch is hit high in the air to deep left field. Martin can only watch it soar. That one's into the upper deck for a titanic two-run home run for Brandon Drury. Brandon Drury hitting .167 with three home runs on the year. Laces one into the upper deck, and it's 4-0 in favor of the Angels.
Yeah, that one went 459 feet. Carlos Santana delivered a two-out RBI knock in the bottom of the third off of Reed Detmers, and then Kyle Farmer's solo homer to left in the fourth pulled the Twins within two at 4-2. but they failed to cash in on Austin Martin's one-out double in the fifth, and then momentum really back to the Angels in the sixth when Nico Cavadas lined one to the seats in right with a runner on off of Ronnie Enriquez to make it 6-2. The Twins only managed two base runners over the final four frames. LA took the opener, the Twins' fourth straight loss. They have only scored four runs total in those four games. They need a jolt tonight. For more on game two of the series, we're at the park thanks to Treasure Island Resort and Casino. I welcome in Chris Atterbury, Dan Gladden. Danny, Twins need offense. Where is it going to come from in this lineup?
Well, that's
going to
come from Rocco's lineup that he put together here, and also that Griffin Canning come and pitching here tonight. He has not won a road game this year, 0-9. You look at his career, he's 6-20 on the road. The Angels are not scoring him, but maybe two runs a game on the road. So you look at the offense, he's going to give it up early, and I look for the offense top of the order, do something early, gap ball, get some guys on base. You're going to hit some home runs here tonight. He's given up 25 home runs this year. So look for some offense early, and look for the ball to end up in the seats.
Yeah, first inning ERA is nearly 9
for
Canning. He's given up the eighth most home runs in the big leagues. He's in the top 20 in walks, too. And so that, to me, says, what have the Twins been doing that's been a problem lately? They've been chasing a ton of breaking balls that end up down and out of the zone. And as Rocco told me before the game, hey, swing at the right pitches. Let's be a little more selective. He'll give you something to hit.
Yeah, he's about 48% first pitch strike. So look for these guys to maybe go after him early. But at the same time, he does walk guys. So,
a lot.
You know, you're caught in between. But, you know, if you're pinning me down.
I'm pinning you down, Danny.
I don't like that. I just think that the first two innings, you got some guys in the lineup. I always, you know, being a leadoff guy, table setter. So it's going to depend on Julian to get on base, set the stage a little bit. And you've got Walner, I got Larnick, I got Santana. It's going to put the ball in the seats.
Carlos, your call.
One of those three.
Whoa. You're going to take a third of the lineup. I thought we went through this already this year. The field, apparently.
I learned that from you.
I know. Okay, so the offense has to get something going. We think there's opportunities out there, especially early against the guy the Angels are putting on the hill. Chris, the Twins, I said it in my open, they've got the right guy going to the mound.
Pablo's been great. Pablo has been everything and then some. Even last time out, the only reason he came out of the ballgame was because there was a 12-minute replay in New York, and they just waited him out. That's been the only way to get the guy out of the ballgame. He's pitched great. He hasn't succumbed to the pressure of having to be perfect because the offense isn't scoring a lot of runs. He's throwing harder than he's been throwing all year long. And, Danny, he's throwing all of his pitches for strikes.
Yeah, no question about that. Since the All-Star break, he's had four home starts. He's 3-0 here at home with a .98 ERA. Look for Pablo to do the same. Spin the ball for strikes and establish, like you said, good fastball.
Yeah, his fastball run value is the most valuable pitch in the entire league.
Mm-hmm.
I think he throws his breaking ball, that sweeper, and the other breaking ball for a strike. He gets ahead and he powders these guys away with fastballs.
Well, it's how those two have been playing off of each other in the second half that has really stood out to myself, the sweeper and the fastball.
We keep wondering, where's the leadership? Who's going to be the guy in control? On the days he's pitched, Pablo Lopez stands in the middle of the mound with that body language, Danny, that says,
yep,
I'm the best guy out here, follow me, and he's been really, really good.
You know, you look at the Twins pitching staff right now, you realize how much you miss Joe Ryan.
Yeah.
To fill in a spot there that follow one of those guys. But, you know, Bailey Ober, Simeon Woods Richards, I think that, you know, those guys right there, and then the fill-in guys, we saw Festa last night, kind of stumbled a little bit, but at the same time, you expect that from a young rookie starting pitcher on this staff.
Yeah, I don't put anything on the young pitchers right now. It's
no.
All the offense not scoring
yep.
runs.
No, but it's also the young offense that's in this lineup,
yeah,
too,
yep,
that you're trying to, you know, get
yep
these guys to add something to this lineup.
And what I've really liked about Pablo, at least the last three outings, they have gone exactly the way you would want if you're Rocco, because the only other pitchers you've seen take the mound in a Pablo start has been Griffin Jacks and Juan Durant.
Pretty good.
As the Twins have just went bang, bang, bang and been able to lock down the wins last three outings.
Could add one name to that list today. Could be Louis Varland.
Yep.
Today.
As he's trying to work his way into that bullpen rotation. All right, thanks, guys. We've been at the park thanks to Treasure Island Resort Casino, the exclusive casino partner of the Twins. The island is your destination for all things fun. Visit TICasino.com to plan your visit. Well, things not fun right now for the Twins at the plate. They need to turn things around. Rocco not happy with just 13 runs and 72 strikeouts over the last seven games.
I think it's time to really tighten up the strike zone. And with that, you have to try to do less. You have to just be content trying to just hit a line drive somewhere as opposed to hitting the ball as hard as you can. The bigger you swing, the harder you swing, the more difficult it is to lay off a slider that starts in the zone and ends out of the zone. To hit the fastball and not get big and miss it and foul it off. You know, you want to try to just find a way to get the barrel to the ball. And if you can do that consistently and just focus on hitting line drives, you're going to make better swing decisions too.
Yeah, no, this is an Angels team that strikes out the second fewest hitters in the majors, but they picked up a dozen in the series opener last night. Rocco chats about Pablo Lopez's rise in velo and more coming up. Later on, Mike Petriello looks at some of the reasons behind Royce Lewis's recent struggles at the plate and just how impressive Pablo's second half has been to his teammates. This series versus the Angels is brought to you by Minnesota Oncology, expert cancer care close to home. Stick around for more of the lineup card here on your home for Twins baseball.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit AutoTrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead, get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. Auto Trader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. Auto Trader. Buy your car online. Really.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Huddle up. We got one play. Everything we work for comes down to this.
Quick question. Speaking of workouts, how would you rate your athletic program?
Bro, we're in the middle of the state championship.
Oh, so like a B+ then?
Dude, get out of our huddle.
Well, at Homes.com, we leave it all on the field to get you detailed information on local schools.
Off the field!
Off the field. Copy. All right, go sports.
How'd he even get in here?
Homes.com.
Bingo.
We've done your homework.
You know Graybar for electrical parts, but there's one more thing you may not be thinking of us for that can help maximize your next project's total value. Our pre-project planning services are designed to help you win the bid, save on labor costs, and keep your installers productive across your entire build. The sooner you call us, the better, because when we're there from the beginning, we can anticipate your needs and help you solve problems before they become problems. Yep, Graybar does that.